Here's a thought I'll title, Stand Here. It's a title that always makes me chuckle because it recalls an experience I had, oh gosh, maybe 40 years ago when I visited Disneyland. And there were all these places that were marked in the asphalt that said, Stand Here. And you were supposed to put your family member standing on the X. And then there was another mark a few feet away where you were supposed to stand with your camera so that you could take a picture of your family against the scenic backdrop of Disneyland. Otherwise, you can't make decisions yourself about where to stand, what to compose, and how to photograph in Disneyland. They felt it a compunction to tell you where to stand and to advise you that this is where a picture is supposed to be made. There's a photographer whose name I've now forgotten who wrote a whole series of books like this that said, if you want to photograph, you know, Arches National Park, go here, stand here, use this focal length lens, use this f-stop and shutter speed and make the picture at this time of day in this month on this day because that's when the light will be just right. And I've always felt that those kinds of instructions are defeatist in the sense that they rob from you the challenge of making your own photographs, of interpreting the world in your own way. It's the ultimate guide to the cliché. What made me think about this was last week I was photographing up in the Grand Canyon. And of course, everybody there had a camera, which also doubled as a phone. And they were all taking selfies at the edge of the Grand Canyon. They would back right up to the security handrail so they wouldn't fall off. And they would hold up their cameras, or their friend would hold up their iPhone, or sometimes, strangers would offer to take a picture of them, smiling with the Kodak smile, and the Grand Canyon behind them. And I kept wanting to say, look, it's the Grand Canyon. But that's not what people were interested in photographing, and I understand that. And the same thing with Disneyland. Disneyland's it's a little bit kitsch, but it's also a whole lot of fun, particularly for kids. And there's probably a million ways to approach photographs of Disneyland as some kind of artistic statement. But instead, the instructions were stand here, grin with a Kodak grin, and get your picture taken. That's what photography is to an awful lot of people. That's good. I what a great invention a camera is. But it's certainly not what a camera is to you and I. We want something else from our photographic experience. And I'm not critical of people who want to take pictures of selfies at the Grand Canyon or smiling family members at Disneyland, but it is slightly amusing that that is the dominant use of this tool that we hold in such passion for its art-making capabilities.